Thunder Bay. Chris Krumfols first entered the municipal election fray 4 years ago, running for an at-large bid. While he didn't win, it did spark his interest in local politics. He's been a regular at city council meetings ever since, and spent time on both the Anti-Racism and the Sister Cities Advisory Committees, as well as the chair of the Parking Authority. Rather than run at large this time, he thought he'd stick a little closer to home, taking a run at a Northwood seat left open when incumbent Shelby Cheung decided to run at large after 2 terms representing the ward. Northwood, if you look at Thunder Bay as the heart of Canada, Northwood is in the middle and in the heart of Thunder Bay, Krumfols said. I've been door-knocking since July. I've been in the trenches listening, and one of the things I've heard is people don't think they're listened to. They want more communication. I will listen. I will be there. I may not always have the answer, right away, but I will find that answer and get it to you. Krumfols, an instructor at Confederation College who also works security at events, said the city desperately needs to conduct a wants, needs assessment to determine what's wanted, what's needed and how to potentially marry the two together. It's not that we want good roads, we need drivable roads, he said. He said he needs more information before he can make a final decision on an indoor turf facility, which was originally planned for Northwood's own Chapels Park. Coming with a $46 million price tag, the plan as proposed before being shelved by council was a bit much, he said. In speaking with user groups, they want something smaller, not quite as extravagant as what was proposed by the city, Krumfols said. Bringing that to the doors when I was talking to some of the people, they feel that it could be supported, being as what they're looking at is a smaller facility with which some of the money is already earmarked, but not from tax dollars. It wouldn't be on the tax base. The key is who would operate the facility, he added. I think we definitely have a need for something in the city. His plan for creating a safer Thunder Bay starts with more community events, which in turn promote neighborhood pride. On his wish list is restarting the neighborhood block programs, with events happening in all corners of the city. When the people come out again, they're going to meet each other. Some people may not know their neighbors. Some people may love their neighbors. Northwood is great because it's a little community because everybody on every little crescent you go into, everybody seems to know everybody, Krumfols said. Let's bring that pride back and when people are out and about it will breed a safer community because there will be more traffic and more people. Things would be going on. Krumfols also wants to see more neighborhood policing stations in place. Not necessarily an office there, but they could come through intermittently, he said.